Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Thursday, the 20th of January, 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Nintendo 3DS was released yesterday, a fantastic launch. Reggie Fils-Aime was up there saying what he wanted to do, and it was in Amsterdam as well, so it's the city of fun and pleasure. It can't be all bad. Nothing there 3D though, unfortunately, because nothing coming on 3D just yet. It's not going to be out until April for the rest of the world, however, it's going to be out on the 25th of March right here, and it's going to cost you around 220 quid. At the moment, HMV's got it on price at 229, and Play.com is offering it at 220, so it's about the right price. When it comes, I'm going to have a play though. The UK is offering PCs for £98, subsidised. The UK government wants to offer low-cost computers as a 12-month trial period to the Race Online for 2012. The scheme is trying to get to 9.2 million adults who are not yet online. So clearly it's more important that adults are online and subsidising computers for people that don't want them than it is to get us out of this recession. Yes. The Guardian iPhone application is out there and it looks pretty nice. I've downloaded it but not have a full play yet. It's a 6-month subscription service for £3 or a full year subscription service for £4, so it's not even really worth thinking about. What's interesting is that all the written content will be available on the application whether you subscribe or not. The only difference is if you do subscribe, you're going to get offline browsing and search, and you're also going to get extra audio and video content. For £4, who cares? The US Supreme Court has said that NASA and other government agencies are absolutely right to do background checks on people that want to work for them. Huzzah! I can't understand why that needed all of the Supreme Court's time. Hell yes! Please, check as much as you want. Motorola's going to have a few upset customers this morning, probably Troy King's included in there, because they've said that they're not going to allow anything other than a locked-down Android application on their phones. They've got a thing in there called eFuse, which is the ability of the phone's CPU to stop working if it detects an unauthorized software that's running. So they're going to stick to their own builds with custom stuff, and if you don't like it, then go elsewhere. And I'm quoting them. Dell says it means business. It's got a business event, I guess, that's coming on February the 8th. Lots of people are talking about what it might be. Could it be new computers? Could it be a new phone? Or could it be both? They have, of course, managed to beat HP by one day. And the other good news is they're serving breakfast. Might go then. AT&T is rumoured to be reworking its text plans. It's also looking at dropping a few prices backwards and forwards. The $30 family plan could go down to $20. And they're suggesting definitely that they are significantly faster than Verizon. If you want life in the slow lane, then feel free to jump ship to Verizon. It's a coverage issue though, isn't it, eh? We'll see what happens. iOS 4.3 Beta 2 has been released to developers. If you're a developer, go and get it and have a play, but I'm sure you already know about it. There's iPad multitasking gestures available for them to play with and a whole load of other things. One of the other things that's popped up is the fact that the new iPad 2 will have a proximity sensor in it. Quite what for? Who knows? And Apple could have been developing a CDMA iPhone, not just because of Verizon, but mostly probably because of China, because of course they do use that format. And the sales figures for the last quarter that were significantly up because of China. Two Beijing stores and two in Shanghai posted sales figures that were far in excess of any other worldwide store, knocking London into a cocked hat. It would appear that the Chinese market alone is worth $3.9 billion. Good God. Starbucks Card mobile application is available to everyone in the iTunes store. It's an application that you use to pay for your Starbucks with a card number that's in a little barcode that pops up on the screen. And it looks fantastic and dandy. And it's as a result of a trial that they've had in their hometown of Seattle. They've released it, and unfortunately, every customer review says it's a complete and utter turd. So the trial must have got an awful lot better than the rest of the world stuff. This is one of those times that I'm really glad that we don't live a global economy, and I don't want this application in the UK store. No. And the iPad is going to get nude women back again. Thank God. Yes, iPad is going to get Playboy in March. Hugh Hefner's confirmed it. Steve Jobs has protested that Apple is pure and that Android's for porn, but it doesn't seem to matter because Playboy clearly is not porn then in the eyes of Apple, because it is definitely, definitely coming back. I've got a feeling Tim Cook's a Playboy reader. Ha ha! Tim, you know you can just keep it in your bottom drawer. You don't have to wait till your boss goes on a medical leave of absence. It's fine. And for today, and today only, if you go to your iTunes store, you can download Photo Factory for your iOS device. It comes for the iPhone and the iPad, and it's completely and utterly free today. However, it's going to go back up to £2.99 tomorrow. So get clicking, people. Now, have you often thought that it would be wonderful if you had a gatefold phone? Well, it appears it's coming. There is a flip phone running Android, which is only in concept, but effectively one part flips into another and then another bit flips over the top of that. And when you open it out, you can have it as a triangle. It sits on your desk and shows you your time like an alarm clock. And also then you can spin it around and use it like a phone and a keyboard. It looks absolutely amazing. There's a picture on Engadget and it's also on our video feed. And finally, the PC virus turned 25 yesterday. It's true. Bazit and Amjad were the first two people to create it. They were doing it to try and protect their medical software from piracy. But their two brothers who were lived in Lahore, and they came up with the brain virus. It's the first ever bit of malware code, and it was capable of infecting a DOS-based computer to stop it from hacking their stuff. How do we know it was them? Because they put their name and address in the code. So it wasn't malicious, obviously. However, the bloke that invented the gun probably didn't want to kill anybody. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Don't forget, however, Bagel Photo Show is at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then at 1 o'clock, we've got the second episode of The Mac Show. And then at 10 p.m. tomorrow night, we've got the Bagel Tech Big Show. In the middle of that somewhere, providing he doesn't have any problems with Ustream like he did last week, Kyle is going to be doing the media show sometime around the 3 o'clock slot. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.